Welcome to the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson, and today is Monday, horny. Listen, it is great Monday around here. It is sunny Monday around here. It is broadcasting live from the Windy City, horny. Y'all know I'm in the Windy City. It is sunny on today. Got up early, went and got my nice little morning walk in. 84 degrees, the sun is shining real, real nice, honey. Listen, it is July 18, 2022. It is 1:30 p.m. on the Central Standard Time Zone and 2:30 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. Y'all know what I'm going to say. The Eastern Standard Time Zone is the time zone that rocks my socks off, honey. You know I got to push it up to the AGL, to my home team. Must give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International, the hardest working team on the planet. They are based in Zimbabwe, do have members in East and West Africa, the U.K., and Germany, and my honorary member in India. Yeah, Karan, Patati. Listen, this show is being brought to you by Gumbarum.com. That's G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M.com. G-U-B-B-A-R-U-M.com, Gumbarum. We do have two different flavors. You know, Steve Gum, he's the CEO and the founder of Gumbarum, Steve Gum. He keep telling me we only got two flavors. I keep telling Steve, you know, Skittles got all these different flavors and colors. You know what I'm saying. And Eminem got all these colors and flavors. You know what I'm saying. So if Skittles can offer to have different flavors and Eminem can offer to have different flavors, what is the problem with Gumbarum? You know what I'm saying. Now listen. There's two flavors. Steve tells me one is infused with natural vanilla, which is Gumba Gold. And then there's natural coconut, which is infused with natural coconut. That's Gumba Silver. So listen. Let me tell you. Now, Carol, stop interjection. You know, Carol likes to help me out when I'm doing my show and everything. So Carol got a problem. See what I mean? Listen, let me tell y'all something. Carol keeps telling me why I'm not complaining around here. Carol says, I don't complain enough. I don't stand up for myself enough. You know, she keeps saying my paycheck is not big enough. You know what I mean? So, look, Steve Gunn pays me 10 cents per minute. You know what I'm saying? And I thought that was a whole lot of money, considering, you know, we got inflation and recession, 10 cents a minute. You know what I mean? So, listen, I don't know what Carol keeps talking about. So, listen, Carol says she's getting 5 cents. She's getting 5 cents a minute. So, Carol, she gets 5 cents a minute. And I thought I was getting a raise by getting 10 cents a minute. You know what I'm saying? You know what I mean? So, now is Steve going to pay the rent on the place? You know, we got a nice old studio with nice equipment and everything. So, now he's buying all the luxuries and everything. Now, what am I going to complain about up in here? You know, let me get on to the music. Listen, y'all. I got some great music on today by the artist BJ 54321. I feel like I'm dialing a phone number or something. You know what I mean? So listen, that is the artist BJ 54321. 54321, 54321. Y'all can't forget that, so listen. Also, the artist EK got some bad music on today. Can y'all tell I'm a little bit excited on today? I got a whole lot of juice today. And y'all going to find out why when y'all hear the music from the artists on today. But let me tell you this, while y'all on Facebook, I want you to use the keyword the Fierce Female. When the page comes up, give it a like and a follow. And I would greatly, greatly appreciate it, my darlings. Listen, I got a word from my sponsors. Then we're going to get down to business, baby. I'm going to put the steak on the plate. Listen, check this out.
Expo Digital is an e-learning online marketplace. You pay a one lifetime fee of $97, and we keep adding content, courses, and e-books. As of today, we have 500 e-books and 200 courses. Expo Digital is an e-learning online marketplace. You pay a one lifetime fee of $97, and we keep adding content, courses, and e-books. As of today, We have 500 ebooks and 200 courses. Expo Digital is an e-learning online marketplace. You pay a one lifetime fee of $97, and we keep adding content, courses, and ebooks. As of today, we have 500 ebooks and 200 courses.
Listen, I want you guys to check out Expo Digital with an S.com. That's Expo Digital's with an S.com. They have great, great content. So Expo Digital is an e-learning online marketplace. You pay one lifetime fee, so it's only $97, and it lasts for the complete lifetime of your membership. And they keep adding content, courses, and ebooks. As of today, there is 500 ebooks and 200 courses. So it is a mega mall of digital content. And also, the bonus is, and the polish on that is, most of the courses and the classes and the information does come with resale rights. So that means you get to make a profit on top of being a member. Lifetime membership fee is only $97. And remember, a lot of the classes and the courses and the information does come with resale rights. And it is ExpoDigitals.com. ExpoDigitals.com. Now listen, y'all, listen. Let me put the meat on the plate for you. I just love when I have meat and potatoes on the plate. And you know, for a Monday afternoon, this is just spectacular. I got this song called Friday, Friday, Friday. Y'all gonna love it. I like it so much. Listen to the artist, independent artist, BJ54321. His name is Stanton Benjamin Cooley Jr. When with a name like that, honey, you can't help but to be successful. So listen. He's better known by his stage name, BJ54321. Y'all know what I just thought about the BJ. Anyway, let me look over there. He's an American hip-hop artist and music producer from Tampa, Florida. Yahoo! I'm going to be in Tampa. I'm going to be in Tampa in the fall, in October. I can't wait. So listen. He's out of Tampa, Florida. He's been taking music at a young age. He began rapping and writing his first bars at the age of 7. Love it, love it, love it. By 2014, he released his first mixtape and began making a huge impact on the radio stations in his hometown. I just know he did. Listen. He has gained a tremendous fan base in Florida and has opened up for major hip-hop artists, including Juvenile, Ace Hood, Rick Ross, Gunplay, Gucci Mane, can you hear me, and DMX. He is currently working a new hot project that is sure to make his music worldwide and touch the hearts of millions of fans across the world. Yeah, and I like this song Friday so much. I was like, you know this song Friday. Now listen to me, BJ54321. I like your song Friday so much. I said, you know something? I love my cohorts, which is my journalist people. I love my journalists, I love my journalists. I love my media. I love PR. That's just the heartbeat of who I am. You know what I'm saying? Love it. So anyway, my point for saying all that is to say this to the artist. I said, this on Friday. I said, Fred Blankenship would love it. Just in case if you're not familiar with Fred Blankenship, he does the Friday songs. He's a journalist in Atlanta. And he does videos. I was looking this morning. He did a video this morning for, so today is Diana Ross, I'm Coming Out. So anyway, I think Fred Blankenship out in Atlanta, would really love this song Friday, so I'm going to tweet it to him. I'm going to send it over to him. You know, I'm going to send it over to him. I really am now. I can't make no guarantees, and you know, in this business, we can't promise nothing. But my thing is, I could really see him using this song, you know, on one of his Friday videos and do his dance because he does a great Friday dance. So I think it just be phenomenal. And I just love my independent artists. That's what we're supposed to do, help one another and try to hook people up. You know what I'm saying? That's just the way of life. That's just the way of life, you know, for me anyway. So listen, y'all check this out. This is Friday, 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 Friday.
It's Friday, hey, it's Friday, hey, let's do it. celebrate it. About to get with a, make 100 paces. Down the avenue, D and at the broad. This how I'm living, keep swiping cards. We move, making the money moves. All kind of our dreams of a hit it power. If I keep stacking this money, I'ma be in power. It's Friday, my I'm putting in extra hours.
It's your birthday. Listen, y'all, that song is fire and it is hot. That is what I'm talking about. When it comes to good music, you know, that is the juice, baby. That is the juice, the juice, the juice. Love it. Great beat. Lyrics is the bomb. You know what I'm saying? So listen, that's hot stuff. That is hot, baby. That's the juice sauce. And I'm telling you, that's the number one song. When I, you know, when I say hit makers and a smash hit, that's it right there. Friday, that is it. Right there. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. Need to really get some, for this particular artist, BJ54321. You know, I'm serious. I am serious when it comes to music, when it comes to entertainment, when it comes to the arts. I don't play around. Don't mess around. So listen, really need to get some coverage, some PR coverage for you. You know, need to get some write-ups as far as music, some online music magazines, and really get you featured. I'm telling you, you got good stuff. You're already flaming hot like nobody's business. And so I believe in striking when the iron is hot, my darling. And that's what I got to say. You know what I mean? So listen, you're pushing real hard. You're doing a great thing. You're awesome all over the place in Florida. And I'm telling you, but now in the real, I will be in Tampa, Florida, this fall in October. And I can't wait. Looking forward to it. So listen, I got some more music coming up from an artist, E-Kid. He calls himself E-Kid. That's his stage name. It's E-Kid. He's known as E-Kid. He's a Mexican historian, musician and producer. He has the pleasure of sitting for hours to compose. And in addition to his love of reading, he has collaborated on various albums by independent artists and is currently working on his first album. Yes, how dope is that? How dope is that? Y'all check this out. Take a listen. It is called Mix Kuka Kuka Clan. Y'all got that? Mix Kuka Kuka Clan. Y'all check it out. Check, 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 check. Listen. That was the artist E-Kid. That is E-K-I-D, E-Kid. The name of the song, once again, was Nix Kuka Klan. That was hot. He is a Mexican historian, musician, and producer. He has the pleasure of sitting for hours to compose in addition to his love for reading. So he does have a love for reading because he is a historian, and he's also a musician and producer. I love that song. You know, that beat is the bomb. You know, and we do have some classical stations here in the Windy City. And so I think it'd be great and phenomenal to send that piece of music across. You know, why not? And so I am a believer of promoting, marketing, and, of course, advertising. You know what I'm saying? There is nothing wrong. And listen, Twitter is free. You know what I mean? Twitter is free. So why not, if you hear something great, if you hear great music like the song Friday and from the artist E-Kid, you know, I think you need to, you know, connect it with somebody that you think would enjoy it. I really think different individuals would enjoy it. I really do. And so what I do, and which most radio broadcasters, what they should do, is go ahead and tweet stuff out when they have something great and something enjoyable. I think it's just phenomenal, and it's a great thing to get it out there and tweet it for those artists, because guess what? They work very, very, very hard. Y'all know what I'm saying. So listen, I am pretty much out of time, and that's on the real. I did tweet it out to Fred Blankenship, who is a journalist in the ATL, that went across the Friday song, went across to Fred Blankenship. And, of course, you know, I can't make no promises or guarantee anything, but y'all know something. I will be tweeting Friday out to Fred every day. Well, not every day, because, you know, journalists ain't got time for all that and be cluttering up their stuff. So anyway, once or twice a week, because time is precious. You ain't got time when you got a whole bunch of stuff coming across. You ain't got time to be looking at a whole bunch of things. So anyway, you got to keep it effective. You got to do it effectively. You know what I mean? So, all right, I am out of time. I got to get on up out here. It's been a blast. Now, listen, y'all want to make sure y'all tune in later. I got some hot music. This lady, listen, the lady that's coming up later on today, woo, baby, can I say Whitney Houston resurrected? Oh, my God. This sister can blow. Her pipes is hot, and she got some hot music that's coming up. Y'all going to really enjoy it. Her name is Lisa. Lisa. Let me see here now. Lisa Grant, G-R-A-N. She got the right name, too, Lisa Grant, because her music is grand. But listen, once again today, the artist BJ54321, the Friday song. Y'all can't forget that, the Friday song. And also the artist E-Kid, he had it lit. Instrumental music, great stuff. He is an historian, musician, and producer. Now, y'all got to get on up out here. It's been a stone cold blast. I really enjoyed myself on today. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. So listen, I'll be back later on this afternoon and got some good stuff in store for y'all. Y'all better keep on listening. And the special words of Don Kaniz, the man that made Soul Train what it was in the Windy City. It is peace, love, and soul.